Travelers looking to fly from Vancouver to Bali might not think that they need to do more than pack their swimsuits, but they would be mistaken. A dreamy destination complete with awe-inspiring shores and near-perfect weather, the Indonesian Jewel tops the bucket list for travelers around the globe. For many travelers, the South Asian oasis offers a rare blend of culture, natural beauty, high-end resorts, low-cost accommodations, and a spiritual gravity that few other places command. People from across the world travel to the tropical province to live, work, and holiday. Some stay for a spell, and others fall in love with its paradisiacal charms and never leave. But there are some less obvious concerns about visiting Bali, as well as some that could simply make your vacation cheaper or better. Find out everything you need to know about planning your trip to Bali from Vancouver. What airlines should I fly to Bali? From Vancouver International Airport, YVR, travelers can fly to I Gusti Ngurah Rai International Airport, also known as Denpasar International Airport, DPS. Airlines that fly to or partially to Bali via one of their airline partners include Air Canada, Air France, Air New Zealand, Alaska Airlines, American Airlines, All Nippon Airways, ANA, Japan Airlines, Asiana, Cathay Pacific, China Airlines, Delta, Emirates, Etihad, EVA Air, Garuda Indonesia, Hong Kong Airlines, JAL, KLM, Korean Air, Lufthansa, Malaysia Airlines, Philippine Airlines, Qantas, Qatar Airways, Singapore Airlines, Starlux, Swiss, Thai, Turkish Airlines, United Airlines, Virgin Australia, WestJet, Xiamen Air. When should I book my ticket to Bali? While Bali has many affordable options to enjoy once you are there, it isn't always an affordable option for locals to fly to. The least expensive flights from Vancouver to Denpasar usually cost between $2,000 and $4,350, according to Google Flights. But there are some affordable options scattered throughout the year. For example, some return trips in January 2024 booked in December 2023 with Cathay Pacific cost just over $1,300 and only include one stop in Hong Kong. Many of the options for summer travel come with soaring price tags, while a couple of options toward the end of October cost just over $1,100, the latter would be booked nearly a year in advance. For this destination, there is no specific best time to book in advance, but you should determine whether you want to travel during peak time or can stand some rain with fewer crowds and cheaper accommodations. Book a comprehensive travel insurance package in case you have to cancel your trip. When is the best time of year to visit Bali? Bali's dry season takes place from approximately April or May through September to October, offering the weather for tourists looking to return with a tan, or those who simply aren't fans of tropical downpours. Is it safe to visit Bali? The Canadian government advises travelers to exercise a high degree of caution in Indonesia due to political tensions. However, some parts of the country are more dangerous than others. Canadians are currently advised against all non-essential travel to all the provinces of Indonesia Papua, due to the regular occurrence of violent incidents, threats made against foreigners by militant groups and the risk of kidnapping. Terrorism is a threat in Indonesia. Counter-terrorism measures are in place, but terrorist cells are active. Tourists should stay at hotels that have robust security measures, including metal detectors, guards and security cameras. Petty crime, such as bag and purse snatching, also occurs in popular tourist areas. Stay aware of your surroundings and practice vigilance. An important consideration in Bali: Are you planning to step off the plane and immediately get the party started with the first cocktail that someone hands you? Think again. Alcohol-related deaths aren't uncommon in Bali, and countries with nationals who visit the destination often are keenly aware of the risks and adult beverage carriers. A Vancouver couple had a nightmare experience in Bali after they drank alcohol that was laced with methanol. Will Indonesia's revised sex legislation affect me? In 2022, Indonesia approved a new criminal code that forbids everything from sex outside marriage to cohabitation before marriage to critiques of the government. While the new laws sent shockwaves around the world, University of British Columbia, UBC, history professor Dr. John Roosa told VIA that the laws would not come into effect for a few years. Also, the country already had similar laws in place, but they weren't used evenly across its provinces. Some are conservative, while others, such as tourist Mecca Bali, attract visitors for their more relaxed attitudes. While the law will technically apply to both foreigners and Indonesians, Prakoso Wikiksono, a spokesperson for the Indonesian consulate in Vancouver, underscored that the new law is aimed at protecting the institution of marriage based on Indonesian values, and is not meant to target tourism. When asked if couples will need to prove that they are married before visiting Indonesia, Wikiksono expects the tourist experience will largely be the same and that the tourism sector will not be obliged to confirm or cross-check status. Do I need to get any special travel vaccines ahead of visiting Bali? A travel vaccination clinic should be among the first places you visit after you've booked tickets. Bali has a risk of hepatitis A and mosquito-borne illnesses. You may also have traveler's diarrhea from ingesting different foods or drinking water. A healthcare professional will break down all of the health risks, including ones that can be prevented with immunization or treated by prescription and ones that cannot, and even what to consider about drinking local water and eating food. Find out everything you need to know about booking a consultation at a travel vaccination clinic. What kind of activities can I enjoy in Bali? While kicking back on a breathtaking beach is enjoyable, there are numerous activities to enjoy in the dreamy destination. For one, it is a surfer's paradise, and some of its beaches are known for their impressive waves. There are meditation and yoga retreats galore, yet visitors may also find a lively nightlife filled with fun bars and restaurants. The country is known for its iconic rice paddies, and there are many beautiful temples to explore. What is another must-see attraction in Bali? The Sacred Monkey Forest Sanctuary is a nature reserve and temple complex in Ubud that is home to over 1260 long-tailed macaques, who are considered sacred by the local Balinese people. Do I need a visa to visit Bali? Canadian passport holders traveling for tourism may obtain a visa in advance or on arrival at select points of entry to Bali. A round-trip or onward airline ticket is required to obtain it. Indonesia strictly enforces its immigration and visa requirements. Foreign travelers have been detained in immigration detention centers for visa violations or overstays. Those in violation may be subject to substantial fines and deportation. The visa is called the Visitor Visa B213, or Visa on Arrival, and is valid for 30 days. Find out how to apply for it in advance of travel. How much money will I spend on accommodation? Bali accommodations range from modest dorm-style hotels to posh boutique hotels with luxurious amenities, and the prices reflect those features. Prices start for as little as $12 a night for the Ubud Tropical, a glamping experience in Denpasar, and climb up to hundreds of dollars for a stay at an upscale option. The Potato Head Suites and Studios is a five-star, luxury beachfront hotel that costs roughly $320, including tax, a night, offering awe-inspiring views from its chic suite-style rooms and infinity pool. Find more information about exciting destinations in BC and across the globe, as well as travel deals and tips, by signing up for VIA's weekly travel newsletter The Wanderer. Since travel deals can sell out, find out the day they are posted by signing up for our daily travel deals newsletter. Want to learn more about a specific destination or simply have a travel concern or idea that you would like VIA to write about? Email us at alana@vancouverassossam. Send us stories about recent holidays that you've been on, or if you have any tips you think our readers should know about.